Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem. Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. Right. Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. Right. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners.
No prisoners.
1 minute, you're up half a million in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your Bentley. Are you with me?
Welcome to Turner's Take Podcast. I'm your host, Craig Turner, broker here at Daniels Trading, author of Turner's Take Newsletter. You can find me on the web at turnerstake.com. So let's take a look here. Big news out of the week, probably the Fed interest rates going up about a quarter point. That sent the stock market down here, having some resistance, but not a ton. The dollar's been choppy. After that announcement, we've been had an up day and a down day. So looks like the market was expecting that, and it really wasn't so much of a big deal. There is some concerns if interest rates do come up too much, that that may start pricing people out of mortgages. That's pretty much been what I've seen in the headlines for the past couple of days on the financial websites, just about what it means for mortgages and home buying. And then we saw today the housing reports were showing lower housing starts. So economy seems neutral overall. So does the dollar. And that really seems to be the macro landscape as we head into some of these markets. Since we last talked on Tuesday, the major theme right now is probably the wheat market. It is still showing strength in the markets. Wheat's up about 10 cents in July today, and then since the close on Wednesday, I mean, Chicago wheat's up almost 20. We're up above, we're passing the 200-day moving average on the July wheat. There's a big, big short position. You got to think if we close above here today and we have continue to have hot and dry conditions over the weekends, you know, and nothing really changes by Sunday night, 480 is probably in play for July Chicago wheat. At that point, we'd be hitting the highs back from February. And that would probably most likely be more on short covering. But, what's leading the market higher is that Minneapolis wheat. So the Minneapolis wheat is up again. We're at about 940 in September. It's interesting about that. On Wednesday, we had overnight highs of almost about 647, 646, and we're getting close to up there too. We'll see if we see some further resistance. I think we're going to have to see whether it continue to be poor for the Minneapolis wheat over the weekend. And then we're going to have the good to excellent ratings on Monday at the USDA. Will come out on Monday. So when we do that, if it falls from 45% again, could see another leg higher. If we stay the same, maybe 650 is the short-term top for Minneapolis wheat. If they have had any improved weather and the good to excellent goes up a little bit, that could cause quite a sell-off, because support for July wheat right now in the Minneapolis contract is probably closer to about 606, 605. So weekend weather will be big. We'll see if traders want to kind of bull up here as we heading to the close or take some profits. What's interesting, though, that the Chicago wheat is so strong. So right now, July wheat in Chicago is up 10 cents. The Minneapolis is up 9, and Kansas City's up 8 this morning, which leads me to believe, even though the story's in the proteins, we're seeing short covering heading into the weekend. Anyone who's short July Chicago wheat probably doesn't want to ride this if conditions get worse. So that's what it looks. That looks like now. It's helping corn come up about a penny, and soybeans are about unchanged. We are seeing some better rains. I know where we are in Illinois here. We saw some pretty good rains on Thursday. I've been seeing showers throughout the country. Not enough for some of the drier problem places and parts of the Midwest and the Northern Plains, but good enough to help out. So, you know, I still think we're going to see less acres in the June 30th report for corn. Not a lot, but maybe a half million less. I don't think we're going to be a trend line yield. I think when we get the next WASD and they start talking about yields, 168 or 169 makes more sense. I'm still thinking a 1.8 to one, about a 1.8 carryout for corn is probably what we'll see with the reduction in yields and the acres. Soybeans, I think we're going to be around trend line. I think we're going to, the acres are going to be maybe a little bit better. I'm still looking for about 450 million on the carryout for soybeans. It's hard to get all bulled up here. We could have some weather issues, and the, you know, the critical weather times for soybean haven't happened yet, so we still could have a weather market. But if you look at the spreads like July versus November, we haven't moved. Meanwhile, beans have come up about 30. In the past 2 weeks, beans have gone from, like, let's say 915, 920, all the way up into the 940s. So we're up 25, 30 cents in beans, yet the spreads really haven't moved at all. Even July versus July is only up about 6 or 7 cents. Something like July versus November is just standing still. So to me, that means demand structure hasn't changed. We're not seeing a whole lot of demand for the beans. We are seeing a repricing of soybeans, probably based on not enough protein in the wheat market. And that has leaked over, spilled over a little bit into soybeans. Same thing with corn. You know, the spreads really haven't done a whole lot, whether it be the SEP versus March that I like, where we were bear spread, or earlier in the year where we were bull spread July versus East. They're pretty much hanging around the same areas. So as you know, wheat kind of chops around, or, you know, December is trending higher now. It's not going through the roof. December corn at $3.99. We're probably going to have a lot of. We get over $4. We still see farmers selling, especially when we hit, you know, get to that 405 region, or making even a run towards 405. So if farmers are still selling, and we get there, and traders are still selling, it's hard to see the rally to go much farther. We're going to have to get more weather issues, or the USDA is going to have to start talking about good to excellent ratings coming down in corn. Otherwise, it's the demand, which is fine, but it's not enough to push us higher. So we'll have to wait for something in the USDA or some real bad weather in a lot of places of the Corn Belt to really get that going. So that's kind of where we are. I still like bear spread in corn. I think we will, even though we could see corn go up 10, 15, 20 cents, which would be great for farmers to make some sales in. I don't see us. I find it right now with current situation hard to see a summer high break out above 420. Not saying it can't happen, but just hard to see it right now with the current situation. But then again, I don't see us going much. I don't think we'll make new lows either this year at harvest, just with, you know, if we have about a 1.8 carryout. Hold on a second here. I've got to take a call. Alrighty, I am back here. Just got to take a few phone calls. We are in the middle of the trading day. So that's my thoughts on corn. Wheat is going to drive this market. I wish I could be more bullish on soybeans. I really can't be right now. I do think we have some room for upside on the corn. We definitely have some room for upside in the wheat if the weather conditions stay like this or get worse, and that could drag some of the complex up higher too. So that is what we'll be focusing on. I still like the bull spread we're in for March versus May wheat and the spring wheat. I think that still has some potential in there, but we'll have to be cautious with that just to make sure or watch it day by day. What's really interesting is wheat versus corn is really starting to gather. July wheat versus July corn, September wheat versus September corn. We're not trading that. It's something that we follow a lot. We're getting to some resistance points here. Wondering if that has a lot of spread unwind going with it, too. That could be the reason why July wheat's up so much. Could be spread unwinding for the past couple of days along with short covering just in the flat price outright. So that is just something to keep a note of. Alrighty, so switching then to the cattle market. We're seeing all this week cattle has been running into some issues. I think August live cattle we were trading in the beginning of the week. closer to about 124. Now we're below 118, coming to some critical support levels. So we'll, the cash prices have come down. Unfortunately, the auction, the Fed cattle auction online, has been having issues with their online technology, so they're reverting back to their old platform. So it'll be nice to see that back on track next week. And as far as, I still like the bear spreads in cattle as a way to play it. And then in terms of the hog market, the cash prices keep on carrying hogs higher. Now that June is rolled off the board, July is going to be the proxy for that cash month. I think last time I looked, and this was earlier yesterday, I want to say cash was still $3 higher than July. So there's going to be a lot of support in the July in there. If you are looking to trade it, you may want to go to farther months out. August looks, August can go either way on right now, but the other back months, let's say October back, look a little bearish as they're breaking lower. So something to keep eye on hogs. And also, if you're going to trade hogs, really need to follow those pork belly prices, which you can get from the USDA website. They'll give them at least a daily value just to give you a sense of what's going on in the cash market. Alrighty, as far as energies go, we did get out of our crude spreads. We were trading March versus December and March versus June, taking profits on those. Those still could go down, but you know, we got out of them last week. If we get a chance to get back into them, we'll look at that. The crude oil market, you know, the fundamentals still seem to be quite bearish. The demand really isn't there. The demand is fine, but we're not experiencing any real big growth. We're breaking down versus support levels, and we're still continuing to see rigs come online, shale producers saying they can now have lower break-evens than they did in the years past, and OPEC is losing market share. So we'll see what happens. Does OPEC now come in and start producing more and trying to take their market share back at lower prices? If that does happen, at what point do the shale producers in the United States become less profitable? So we're just going to have to wait on that. There are bear spreads coming up seasonally for natural gas. We'll be taking a look to that next week in Turner's Take newsletter. We'll see what we can do with the crude spreads. I don't want to chase the market lower, but I'm not bullish on it enough to buy it either. And wheat. I think wheat's going to be the story here. Next week in the newsletter, probably going to still continue to follow wheat and look for a bullish, see if it continues its bullish pattern. And then with corn and soybeans, we're pretty neutral on those, and we'll see if we can do some trading ideas to play those ideas out too. So, again, my name's Craig Turner. You can follow me on Twitter at Turner's Take. You can visit me on the web at turnerstake.com, and you can also find this podcast on iTunes and Android. I'm a broker here at Daniels Trading. Work with online traders, broker-assisted, hedge, spec, anything in between. Contact information's all over the web. Feel free to call or email anytime. All right, have a great weekend, everyone.
This material is conveyed as a solicitation for entering into a derivatives transaction. This material has been prepared by a Daniels Trading broker who provides research market commentary and trade recommendations as part of his or her solicitation for accounts and solicitation for trades. Daniels Trading, its principals, brokers, and employees may trade in derivatives for their own accounts or for the accounts of others. Due to various factors such as risk tolerance, margin requirements, trading objectives, short-term versus long-term strategies, technical versus fundamental market analysis, and other factors, such trading may result in the initiation or liquidation of positions that are different from or contrary to the opinions and recommendations contained therein. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future performance. The risk of loss in trading futures contracts or commodity options can be substantial, and therefore, investors should understand the risks involved in taking leveraged positions and must assume responsibility for the risks associated with such investments and for their results. You should carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your circumstances and financial resources. You should read the risk disclosure accessed at www.danielstrading.com. Daniels Trading is not affiliated with, nor does it endorse any trading system, newsletter, or similar service. Daniels Trading does not guarantee or verify any performance claims made by such systems or services.